Joined in the studio right now by Lisa Ryder and Corey Thornton, and you're here this morning to tell us about the Memorial Day MRF Challenge. Now, tell us what this challenge is all about.
Well, this challenge is geared towards our community businesses. We've all gotten together to help our local vets in the area with the Veterans Life Center. All of our proceeds are going towards them. They're located in Butner. And we are looking to, we have a commitment to our community. And this is why we're so thrilled to talk about this. And the MRF event, so a lot of people were wondering, well, what is this? And it is a challenging workout for honoring our Navy SEAL Lieutenant Michael Murphy, who gave his life in 2025 and was awarded the Medal of Honor. And it's a tradition that started in the fitness world to remember his sacrifice, and which it encompasses a mile run, 100 pull-ups, 200 push-ups, 300 squats, and another mile run, often all with a 20-pound vest. And
now, this year, is this the first year, or is this something that's been going on before?
Well, this is the first year we're hosting it in Lewisburg, right? It's going to be hosted right at New Life Total Fitness. They've been fortunate to help host the event and get everything ready.
And the event itself, it's called the Memorial Day MRF Challenge. Is it on Memorial Day itself or that weekend? When exactly is
it? Yep, right on Memorial Day, May 26th, starting at 8 a.m.
Now, how many people do you anticipate taking part in this?
We're very hopeful we're going to have a huge turnout. We have worked generously with the town of Lewisburg to help us coordinate the event, and we are looking to fill the streets.
Now, how do you go about participating?
Well, you can go on, and if you would like to participate, you could go on to Eventbrite. We have you could just type in Memorial Day MRF Event 2025. And you could sign up to be a participant. If you feel that you're not able to donate your sweat, you could also donate your proceeds. And if you want to kind of take it a step above, you and your business, you want to become a sponsor, you have that option as well. That's looking for $250 for a sponsorship. And what that gets you is we put your logo on blast, social media, and we also put your logo on all of our flyers, and we put your local flyers, and we also are going to be having t-shirts made by Prolific Printwear right in Youngsville, and we're going to be first time on the radio, but we are going to be highlighting those sponsors the best we can, because if it wasn't for the community, we wouldn't be able to make this happen.
Now, is this modeled after other similar events?
So this is the Run in the MRF on Memorial Day is kind of a tradition in the veterans community at large.
Is this nationwide veterans community?
It is. It is. Yeah. It's a pretty common practice. So I've run the MRF every Memorial Day, me and a small group of folks, for probably the last 5 or 6 years. We'd get up early in the morning, probably 6 o'clock in the morning, and we'd go run the workout. And for us, on what can be a difficult day for many, it is an opportunity to get together, lean into something difficult right out the gate, and then it almost releases you to go enjoy the rest of the day with your family once it's completed.
And tell us again how you can participate.
Sure. You can sign up online competitor, if you will.
Online would they go to sign up?
Go to Eventbrite, and on Eventbrite you can find the event by looking up Memorial Day MRF 2025. The sign-ups are right there. You can sign up as an individual, you can sign up as a sponsor, or you can donate online. All of the proceeds that are being gathered from this are going to go to the Veterans Life Center in Butner, which is an amazing residential program where it takes veterans it's a sober living home, and veterans who were homeless or struggling, they can live there for up to 2 years in a residential program, which helps them rebuild kind of the basic building blocks of life, and with the goal of them leaving that program and having solid footing once again. So a lot of their a lot of the, I'll say students, it's probably not the right word, but a lot of the residents there at the Veteran Life Center in Butner, you know, have had struggles from their time in the military that carried over. And in that process, what they'll do is they bring them in, they help them, whether it's counseling needs, they get them job training, help them with their credit, help them reintegrate in a lot of ways, with the goal being that after 2 years in their program, they're ready to step out, confident to step back out on their own. And it's not a government-funded program. Veteran Life Center does not, they don't get funding through the VA or anything like that. It's a private program, and I met the owner or the founder several years ago, and I just believe in what they do.
Well, thank you so much for taking time to join us this morning. That is the Memorial Day Murph Challenge coming up in Lewisburg on Memorial Day.